Switzerland's victory at Eurovision 2024 has sparked a fierce competition among its cities to host the iconic event in 2025, with financial concerns and local opposition adding to the drama. The triumph of Swiss singer Nemo at the 2024 Eurovision Song Contest has put Switzerland in the spotlight, as the nation prepares to host the glitzy TV extravaganza in 2025. However, the battle to determine which Swiss city will stage the 69th edition of the contest has become a contentious issue, with concerns over costs and even fears of the occult taking center stage. Four cities have thrown their hats into the ring: Zurich, Geneva, Basel, and Bern, the latter in partnership with Nemo's hometown of Biel. The winning city is expected to be announced by the end of August, with the event set to take place in mid-May 2025. Hosting Eurovision offers a unique opportunity for the chosen city to showcase itself to a global audience, with the 2024 contest in Malmö, Sweden, attracting 163 million viewers worldwide. The event also promises a significant boost to the local economy, as Eurovision enthusiasts, artists, and country delegations descend upon the host city. However, the financial demands of staging such a massive event have raised eyebrows and sparked threats of local referendums to ensure that cities don't find themselves saddled with the bill. Under Switzerland's direct democratic system, popular votes can be triggered on most issues if enough signatures are gathered. The Christian fundamentalist, right-wing Federal Democratic Union (EDU) minor party has been particularly vocal in its opposition, pushing for referendums against public financial support in every potential host city. EDU Executive Board member Samuel Kullmann expressed concerns over the alleged celebration of Satanism and occultism in the contest, citing Ireland's witchcraft-inspired 2024 entrant Bambi Thug as an example. "What bothers us most is that Satanism and occultism are increasingly being celebrated or at least tolerated," Kullmann stated, according to public broadcaster SRF. The potential host cities are lining up packages ranging from 20 to 40 million Swiss francs, $22.25 to $44.5 million, to support their bids. However, the hard-right Swiss People's Party, SVP, the country's largest party, is considering referendum options in Zurich and Bern. The SVP's Zurich branch has criticized the 2024 event in Malmö for being dominated by bullying, riots, and political slapstick rather than artistic skills, while the party's Bern Canton branch has labeled Eurovision an expensive media spectacle. SVP Bern Cantonal lawmaker Samuel Cranbull suggested that Zurich, Geneva, and Basel have greater financial leeway to host the event, stating, "The high expenses and the other problems that such a major event brings with it, let's leave it to them." Despite the opposition, there is still enthusiasm for hosting Eurovision in some cities. Basel has seen little pushback so far, including from the SVP, while Geneva's politicians have expressed broad support for the idea. The host broadcaster SRG will ultimately make the decision on the location, with the support of the European Broadcasting Union (EBU), the public service media alliance that owns Eurovision. SRG spokesman Eddie Esterman noted that financial commitments without a referendum requirement are, of course, less risky and offer us more planning security, but emphasized that this is just one aspect of a comprehensive list of requirements. Eurovision itself is a non-profit event, primarily financed by weighted contributions from participating EBU broadcasters. However, the organization expects the host city to make a contribution either financially or in kind to cover expenses related to city branding, side events, security, and other aspects. Money squabbles over major events are not uncommon in Switzerland. The country recently faced a similar situation when it was selected to host the 2025 Women's European Football Championships. The government initially sought to reduce its promised contribution from 15 million francs to 4 million, but Parliament ultimately reversed the cut. As the battle to host the Eurovision 2025 heats up, Swiss cities must weigh the potential benefits against the costs and local opposition. While the opportunity to showcase their city on a global stage is enticing, the financial demands and potential for controversy cannot be ignored. The coming weeks will be crucial as the cities make their final pitches and the host broadcaster SRG prepares to make its decision. Regardless of the outcome, one thing is certain: Switzerland's Eurovision 2025 journey will be a dramatic and closely watched affair.